Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Llama Wolf?
Yo.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Let's get that mic nice and tight and close. There you go.
All right.
I'm almost like it's a weird moment because I've seen your stuff all over the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's so dope what you do. And now like you're sitting here. So like I'm having a moment.
You're so special. Thank you.
But you are this really interesting creative. I mean, it's difficult for me to really actually pinpoint how to introduce you in the first place. I could go with artist, stylist, but I think creative is maybe the best way to go.
Yeah, rounded form of explaining what I do. Creative.
It's creative, right? How do you explain to like old people what you do?
Yo, it takes so long to explain what I do. I just tell them that I document what the youth want to see. I'm a documenter. I document my daily lifestyle, what I do. And that's pretty much how I tell older people what happens in my life. And they're like, oh, so you take photos of everything? Pretty much. You know what I mean? But I'm just doing it in a very cool, young way.
Tell me about your sort of first interactions with the internet.
You know, the internet was a very... It was a daily thing. It happens. You know, the internet, you're there, you get a handle, you log on to whatever platform you get, and there you go. You've got the internet with you. But I use it as a hobby, as a daily thing to check after sports in high school, during class, to check what the world's up to, what Beyonce's doing at the same time as I'm doing. You know what I mean? It was what I was doing at that time. And then it got serious. Like, people approach you for certain things. I'm like, me? What am I doing? You know what I mean? And that took a lot of turn into my
to start digital. Turning it into a profession. Yeah.
So it happened really quickly, and I only noticed it after I got paid for it.
Huh.
I got paid for doing something on the internet, and I was like, oh, snap.
This is how it works.
This is how it works. And then I started learning. I started getting into it, but I never lost my cool and how I got onto the internet.
And also, you seem to have stayed really authentic to who you are and what you're about. I mean, if
Definitely.
I came to you with a campaign for, I don't know, some random brand, like, Miladies, and you just don't dig the clothing from Miladies, you'd probably be like, peace out, thanks, it's been real. It seems like everything that you sort of endorse and sort of make a part of your brand is stuff that you actually
dig.
Definitely.
Everything I've endorsed speaks to me.
Yeah.
I love every brand that I've ever worked with because it allows me to also be authentic to them. You know what I mean? So they get to trust me with their brand. I trust them because I've always trusted them. So for now, I'm able to work with what I like.
Let's take this term creative spirit.
Okay.
And how would you define your creative spirit? And is it ever evolving? Is it one thing? Where do you sit with that?
My creative spirit is always evolving. Sorry. Every day. I find myself doing certain things that I've never thought I'd do because I'm still growing and changing and becoming this person, you know, like my name, Llama Wolf. I was never Llama Wolf, you know what I mean? I had a childhood name from a small town in Potch, and things were very different to what they are now. So when I came to Joburg, obviously you get exposed to so many things, and creatively I get exposed to so many things and people. You meet so many people, you see different things all the damn time. So for me, I got to experience creativity by seeing things, by living, you know, by finding out how people do certain things so that, man, I can do that. You know what I mean? And I did it. I'm doing it, and I'm going to try to see if I can experience a bit more.
I like that. I like this idea of you become more creative the more you expose yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting concept because, I mean, how many people do you meet that you feel like they're creatively sort of shut off to the world? They have specific ideas about their life. Maybe they're an accountant. Maybe they're a lawyer. Mm. Maybe they're not. But they don't seem to, I mean, creativity is seeing what you can create and the essence of things and, you know, what the magic in certain things are.
Mm.
And that's a really great way of sort of looking at it. The more you expose yourself to, the more creative you're able to be.
True. The more you expose yourself to things in general, and for example, traveling. If you travel, you get to see what you haven't been exposed to your whole life. So if you grew up in a very small town, you get exposed to that. You do what you people have always been doing. So you don't do much with what you have. You know your potential.
Mm.
Oh, that's sure. But when you get exposed, you get to understand that I can do more with what I've got. And that's how you get to be free. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think being free with what you're doing creatively works.
Well, let's zoom into young you living in Potch.
Okay.
And this sort of feeling, and I think a lot of people go through this, where they know that they are bigger than the space that they're in at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an internal battle that you have to fight, saying, this is my circumstance right now. I live in Potch. I know that I deep down somewhere can feel that I'm more than that and I'm on a bigger scale than that. And how do you deal through those emotions when they're happening? Because I think a lot of people feel sort of trapped in their current circumstance.
You know, living in Potch for me was probably the best decision my parents ever made for me, because I got to understand how to, again, use what I have.
Mm.
You know, you've got very little access to a lot of things when you're in a small town. I was in a girls' school, Potch Girls, and that as well exposed you to very little things. For example, boys. There were no boys. So you couldn't get an opinion on certain things, but you were free in certain things, you know? But that limited on your how can I say? That limited a lot of things, but also exposed you to a lot.
It's like dealing with the basics.
It's like dealing with the basics, but you got them right. And then living in Posh again made it easy to understand that there is more that I can become, even beyond Johannesburg. Now you're thinking, oh, you're in Joburg, you're like, oh, I could be all around the world. Because you're so used to breaking through, you know.
You learn how to get better at breaking through.
You learn how to get better at breaking through. So the next step is just to move on, keep climbing, so that you know that I'm walking at a pace that I know I'm used to, because that's where I started.
Tell me about that journey of starting to take it really seriously as you start to gain more and more of a following. And I'm going to move that mic as well just to get it closer to your mouth. Yeah, tell me. Tell me about that journey.
That journey. All right. I think in pictures. So I'm trying to think on
how. No, that's dope. I love that.
So I'm trying to think on how it actually happened.
You think in your own Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was, I'm on Tumblr. My blog is still on Tumblr right now. It's a visual blog. So most of the images are very image-based photos taken with my BlackBerry then. And just writing stupid quotes and like hashtagging a million things at a time.
Stream of consciousness.
You know what I mean? And, you know, Tumblr people are very emo. So I'd tap into that and then tap out of it. So it's very, it was a hobby, you know? It was like a diary, a digital diary I kept for myself. And that's what happened. The day it started getting serious was, I was still in Potch when that happened. And I don't remember what brand, but they asked if I could advertise something on my blog. I'm like, advertise. And they offered me a certain amount. I was very happy with it. I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. I did it. And then I saw, no, man, you know, this is something I can do. And I took it seriously, and straight out of high school into varsity, I also didn't take it quite seriously, but I understood there was something there, you know. And then I got here and I saw, man, there are people doing something like this. And I started meeting people that did it. And when I got Titi
and Teta, rockstar, yeah, such a fan.
She was telling me about this blogging thing, and I looked into her blog. I was like, whoa, this girl's so cool. Oh my gosh, can I be her? And then luckily I know her. She told me the ins and outs, and I trusted her, and I still do. And that's how I got to get the business side of how things go. And when you can smile and when you just don't smile, you know. So that's how things change. That's how I'm taking things seriously, by trusting people that have done it, and not by just saying I'm here now, you know, I'm rocking now. No, I'm trusting the people that have done it, and I've seen that it works for them. It surely can work for me.
I gotta tell you, you're a very interesting person. You seem like a very interesting person. What kind of feedback do people give you about you? What do they say about you? What's the word on the street? What do people find interesting about you?
Oh my gosh.
What's the take on Lulama Wolf?
You know, people like saying, oh my gosh, you're so free-spirited. You're so calm. Oh, your hair, your skin. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, thank you. Because I feed off of that. You know, that makes me very happy, because how amazing is it to feel like someone's saying, yo, you're so cool. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. And I can do better. You know what I mean? It's not like about being egotistical and be like, yeah, I know. shit, you know, I can now wake up and say, actually, someone thinks I'm cool out there. I am cool. Do you see my cool? Okay. And then I move on. And then that's how I gain my confidence, because I'm also very shy sometimes. I'm also very shy, but that does not really work in this industry. So you need to off the bat go recharge and then come back.
Are you good at relationships with people? I'm not even speaking necessarily just about love relationships, just relationships in general. Are you good at relationships?
My relationships, like, I'm very, very stingy with my relationships. I hold on to my relationships, and probably that's probably a flaw.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I am very.
Cause I think it would be interesting for someone to get a real insight into you. Seems like it would be just an interesting experience for someone to really understand, like, the sort of ebbs and flows of your personality.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is me like 5 minutes into meeting you.
Yeah. No, being with relationships in general, I love the friends that I have. I want to keep them forever. But obviously some things happen and there are fallouts, and sometimes I can't deal with people's flaws and I just have to move on. I just have to cut people off. And it's not just about being, oh, I hate you. Not, you know, it's not about that. It's just about your flaws at that time I couldn't deal with. So I had to let them go. And it happened. And now I don't hold a grudge against that moment because it happened then.
What do you think is the story that people should take away from you, or the thing that people can learn from you?
People can learn that.
Because when people follow you on Instagram, or they follow you on Twitter, or they connect to Between My Howl, whenever they're doing that, you're giving them something. They're coming there for a reason.
Mm.
So what should that reason be? What can people take from you? Because you put a lot of it out there on the internet.
Okay. People should be you, you know?
So hard though, dude.
I understand that. But once you get to know yourself, you'll understand what being you is. And I haven't reached that pivotal moment yet where I understand fully who I am. But you get to understand that when you can say no to a lot of things, you've done so much for yourself that you don't regret it the next day. You know, so it's like, oh my gosh, I lost out. No, you understand that you said no because you see the value in why you said no. You know, I appreciate all the things that have happened to me because it got me to where I am now with my personality, you know, specifically. And then people didn't understand my personality. Now people are like, dude, I understand you. You don't have to try to be so many people. You can just summarize it. And then we will get there. So just give out what you can and what you want to. If you want to give me a bottle of water and take a photo of it next to a mic, do it. And as long as you can back it up with your coolness, it's done.
I dig it. I feel like you're really good at this. It's ironic because you're putting pictures and stuff onto the internet that you're filtering, but you seem wildly authentic and real.
Because
so much of the stuff on the internet is so curated.
I mean,
how much work do you have to put in before you post the thing on Instagram?
You know, there's a difference between Lulama Wolf and Lulama.
Yeah.
You know, Lulama Wolf is what you see on Instagram.
And I like that you're open about that, because a lot of people that are big on the internet are like, no, this is my life.
No.
And you're like, this is a slice.
This is a slice of my life, and I want you to see that. That's what I want you to see, not what you want me to put out for you. You know what I mean? If I want to give a piece of myself to you, you will see that because I did it, not because you asked me to. And that's pretty much how I work. And if I want to tell you that today I'm having a pretty bad day, I will tell you. But I don't think you're on Instagram for that.
Mm.
We're all there to smile and have fun. No one's on Instagram to have a sad time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not there to post about how my emo days. That's why we still get shocked when people post suicide notes on Instagram. Why are you doing it there? You know what I mean? So for me, it's always about just being positive and happy. And as long as you can do it on any platform, do it. If you want to tell me how bad your day is, do it. But I'm not interested.
Mm.
Yeah.
I want to wrap it up with this. This will be the final question. But how would you describe your relationship with the internet? And is that ideal?
My relationship with the internet is a very close one because I work on there. And I'd like to, you know, do other things, just be normal sometimes. You know, when you just want to tweet things that just have a rant, you know, and just say anything. But then you think about it, you're like, this is going to backfire. You know, someone's going to see it and someone's going to pull out the file 20 years later and tell you what you did that day. But that's not the point. You know, for me, I'll get to rant face to face with my friends, whatever, and talk about what happened on Twitter and be like, yo, did you see? But then, and then I laugh at it and then it's done. But on Twitter, I try keep it as average as possible without saying so much.
I like it, because of course you've got all that stuff to say in real life.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you were no disappointment at all. It's been really dope to meet you.
Thank
Sometimes
you
I'm
so
nervous.
These
people that are cool on the internet and then you meet them in real life, they got two words to put together. How do we, touch base with your story and track everything all day?
All right. You can follow me on Instagram, lulamawolf, and Twitter, lama_wolf. And my blog is lulamawolf.tumblr.com. And you can just check out what I do there and message me if you like it.
Fantastic. Well, careful what you say because you never know what you'll get. But I do appreciate that you're opening the invitation. Good luck with that. Lulama Wolf, thank you so, so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Powerful. Such a pleasure. Households are peaceful now that there's Showmax. That's because you can watch on two devices at the same time. There's no more wrestling over which show to watch or watching the same show over and over again. Simply download the free Showmax app and get the world's best series and movies to watch online anytime on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or smart TV. You can now enjoy uninterrupted hours of the best content and current award-winning drama, comedy, action, and adventure for only R99 per month. Sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. No obligations, cancel any time.